the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. Mayor Josh Morgan gave his State of the City address this morning with a generally optimistic overview of London's progress and where we're headed. He touched on issues like homelessness, public safety, housing, the downtown, transportation, and the local economy, even the pending Trump tariffs. So today I'm talking with London Free Press City Hall reporter Jack Moulton, who was at this morning's event. Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm good, Rachel. Great to be here.
Yes. Well, I know you've had a busy morning already, but let's just talk about kind of the general tone of this morning's speech and discussion, because I know they had a discussion afterwards. I found that Morgan was generally optimistic, or presenting a lot of issues as optimistically as he could. What did you think of the tone, and maybe what did some of the audience members think?
Yeah, I think that's a good place to start, in the sense that anyone who pays attention to City Hall coverage of any variety, whether it's mine or not, or just tuning into City Council meetings, knows that Morgan isn't really the kind to really dwell on the negatives and whatnot. He's, at least in my conversations, he'll readily admit, like, yeah, the city probably isn't where it needs to be on some issues, like homelessness is one of the big ones. But, you know, here's what we're doing in the interim. And I feel like the speech was sort of an extension of that. It was interesting. It was a very optimistic tone on a lot of sort of glum topics. Yeah, like homelessness. Mm-hmm. You know, he was reliving anecdotes from two people who have been in supportive housing, who were in really dire circumstances, but, you know, are seeing some improvement in their lives. You know, talking about increased police presence downtown and in the Oldies Village, the core area, and, you know, further doubling down on cracking down on public drug use, that sort of thing. But also, yeah, as you mentioned, both he and some of the business leaders who spoke there were also, of course, talking about the threatened tariffs from U.S. President Donald Trump. Still unclear what's happening there. You know, maybe a 25% blanket tariff on Canada by February 1st. We don't know, but you know, they're treating it as a real possibility. So there's not much a city can really do besides just sort of stand behind, you know, the feds and the province and just say, we're with you, whatever you need. But yeah, an optimistic tone for some challenging topics.
Yeah. We're going to go through each topic and kind of highlight some of the main points that he mentioned this morning. But overall, there were not any major announcements today. There were a couple of things that he announced that are going to be happening or are in the works or coming up this year, but nothing major really was announced this morning.
That's right. You know, his first two State of the City addresses had some big headliners, you know, the first being the anonymous donation of $25 million, what would be the fund for change that would go towards the city's homelessness response. Mm-hmm. And even during that first address, Mayor Morgan hinted at the office to residential conversion program, which would become the main feature of his second address. And coming off of last year, I was only able to cover last year's, I just joined the Free Press, but there wasn't anything sort of hanging in the air like that after last year's address. So it wasn't really clear what would be coming this time. And yeah, there were a handful of, you know, smaller announcements. Some of them didn't have a lot of detail fleshed out. Still stuff to come to council, other figures to speak to some details. But yeah, sort of a handful of smaller announcements and also progress on some of the programs, you know, the city already has, like that office to residential program. Last year's address, he also pledged to build high density residential projects on city parking lots. Apparently there's an update on that coming soon. I believe he said a request for proposal for 2 of 5 city lots is going out next month. Okay. So some progress, but you know, nothing bombastic.
Nothing huge, no. Okay, let's just go through, you know, the issues kind of one by one. Homelessness was a big thing. We always talk about homelessness. It's a huge issue in London. He talked about it a lot today. Now, he was mentioning the Fund for Change and saying London has done something that no other city in Canada has done with the 25 million that was donated. Then we've raised another 12 million, so bringing that to $37 million. And some work has been done on that. And he talked about London being kind of an example to other cities on how, and a leader in how to make some changes. And yet we still see a huge problem in the city. So talk about that kind of dichotomy and how he addressed that this morning.
Yeah, there was, of course, a lot of chest thumping, rightly so, for $37 million raised to go towards some of these projects. And he sort of addressed the longstanding question. And, you know, if you follow the mayor or even the city on social media or keep up with city council meetings, a lot of times people are asking, what is being done with that money? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what the mayor addressed today. He's like, here's exactly what we've done. We've opened two hubs, YOU and Athlosa. Granted, that's not the amount they wanted to have by now, but that's what's been done. Sure. They've also put money towards two different supportive housing projects that totals nearly 100 units, I believe. But, you know, they're also continuing to look for more projects. A request for proposal for more hubs just went up a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we'll wrap up by the end of the month. We'll see what comes of that. And the mayor also said he was highly confident, nothing confirmed, but highly confident that London would win its application for a new provincial heart hub.
Okay.
You know, more focused towards like addictions treatment and whatnot, but would, according to him in previous conversation, would be the equivalent of, you know, three or four hubs. You know, this would be serving, you know, 70, 80 people potentially. So mm-hmm. not insignificant, but
things are happening on that front, you know, and I think that's what he wanted to highlight today.
Exactly. And in conversation with him previously, and he mentioned it again today, he acknowledged that it may not really seem like a lot's being done when, yeah, you still see a huge visible homelessness problem across much of the city. But this is being done in the background. People are getting help. You know, there were some statistics about how many people have been through those facilities and, you know, how ER visits are down from, you know, particular individuals and things like that.
Sure. With that was a lot of some public safety discussion, you know, just about policing and but in particular, keeping public spaces safe, because a lot of people claim, you know, so they don't feel safe with this large homelessness problem. And so he did talk about some improvements with public safety, working with Police Chief Trong. What did he say about all of that?
Yeah, so not a lot of specifics so far beyond pledging an increased police presence in downtown in the Old East Village, which he said would, at the very least, make people feel safer and maybe encourage more people to come down there.
Yeah.
The other big thing, but again, lacking real details, he pledged in basically an open space drug strategy, which he said in his speech, the details of which would be unveiled by the police chief in the coming weeks. It does line up with commentary they've had recently within the past few months, where both Chief Trong and the mayor have pledged to sort of stamp out public drug use. That's, of course, been a huge problem. But, you know, people were fearing for repercussions for, you know, people who are in very vulnerable situations. But they were quick to say, you know, yeah, we're not going to arrest our way out of this problem. But again, it remains to be seen what this strategy entails.
Well, yeah. Okay. I was also interested to hear about the tiny home project that was going in at Parkwood Hospital. What did he say about that?
Yeah. So the plan is for 20 units of supervised tiny homes on the campus of Parkwood Institute in partnership with St. Joe's and Homes for Heroes, which indicates that these tiny homes will be dedicated for homeless veterans.
Okay.
Homes for Heroes has done a similar project here in London just recently, and the city's partnering with them to help bring those online. The mayor told me in a scrum after the remarks this year, and they're also using Housing Accelerator fund money to help bring that online. It will have counseling, it will have life skills, you know, coaching, that sort of thing. But yeah, one of the few announcements today that had some concrete details behind it, and
right.
Yeah, we'll ramp up rather quickly.
Yeah. With talking about homelessness, the downtown policing, he said a few times, you know, that we have to stop talking about what we see as the problems and start kind of bragging about what we've done well and encourage people to go back downtown and maybe set up shop. And then we get into the conversion incentive that he's got for commercial properties downtown. But he says we do ourselves no favors by talking about how bad things are, because things are getting better. We are working on these problems. So how did people respond to that? How did the audience respond to that? I mean, what was the kind of the crowd mood when he was, I think he's trying to be optimistic in a place where we like to focus on, not maybe we don't like to, but we do focus on, we still have these issues. We still have these issues.
Yeah, to be honest, it was a tough crowd to read. There wasn't a whole lot of reaction to anything. But, you know, in a fireside chat that happened after the mayor delivered his remarks, I know the person speaking with him was talking about how, like, yeah, like downtown has a lot of good things going for it. It has a lot of good restaurants, you know, Canada Life Place, you know, different attractions like that, that Londoners can be proud of and can go appreciate.
Right.
And that sort of branches into downtown revitalization, another topic you'll constantly hear about in virtually any city in the country. Yeah. All the time, which he gave an update on the office to residential conversion program, which he announced last year. Mm-hmm. Nothing new on that front. You know, he was just talking about how nearly 100 units have been brought online so far. $10 million was set aside, I believe just over three has been used up. So still some room to take up. And he said, basically hinted that more projects are in the works. He said, stay tuned for upcoming announcements. So we'll see on that. But another announcement, again, short on details, but, you know, mentioned it will come to council within the next few months, is a commercial incentive program. So that's taking another way of tackling London's sky high office vacancy rate, which as of recently was 33%.
Yeah.
So, well, you have the office to residential on one side, but now today he's talking about a commercial incentive to have incentives for business owners to do renovations, to bring spaces up to date and sort of those startup costs in order to maybe bring some of this commercial space back into operation. Exactly. He specified it was key areas.
Okay.
So I imagine the downtown is one of them, but again, not a lot of details.
Not
so
a
far.
Lot of specifics.
Exactly. And the one specific I was told was that this will be done using existing money, so this won't have a budget impact. So I guess that's nice.
Okay. He also announced that he wants the city staff to come up with recommendations to have a property tax hike of under 5%. So that was announced today, but there wasn't a lot of specifics with that. So what do we know about it?
Yeah, I mean, this kind of stems back to budget talks just a couple months ago, where on the last day of those meetings, when the budget was finalized, myself and some other reporters were asking Josh, okay, you brought the tax hike down a little bit, but what's happening here on out? You can't cut much more. And he frankly said, like, yeah, we're really going to have to look through and pick out what we really value as being provided by the city. And so that kind of bled into today, where, yeah, he mentioned he was going to use a strong mayor powers issued by the province, where the mayor can bring forward a bylaw to, you know, compel, you know, staff to do something. And yeah, he was going to have them bring forward recommendations for things to cut, to bring the tax hike under 5% for next year. Right now it's sitting at 6.4%.
Okay.
And we're halfway through the multi-year budget now. The first tax hike was 8.7. This year was 7.3. And yeah, looking at 6.4, but they want to bring that down under 5.
6.4 for 2025.
For 2026.
2026, I see. Okay. Yeah.
7.3 was 2025 this year.
Right.
So we'll see how it fares. He did mention that, you know, staff will bring that forward in a committee meeting of some sort so the public can see exactly what those recommendations are and, you know, what could be on the chopping block. We'll see how it shakes out. You know, it's typical with budget season that, you know, the tax hike always comes down a little bit from what it was forecast. You know, City Hall is always kind of looking through its own books for savings, and they usually find at least some each year. Not to mention last year you had LTC and LPS bringing back money. just sort of as a good faith gesture. Remains to be seen if we'll see that again. But
we'll have to see how that pans out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's talk about the local economy. He announced the arrival of Inno Foods, a company that's going to be opening this year, and some other companies as well. Was there a lot of new information there with new businesses coming to town?
So the mayor did touch on a couple points and some good news items on the industrial lands front. Inno Foods is a healthy snack manufacturer, and okay. They have plans to come to London, their first expansion outside of BC. And they'll be setting up an innovation park with about 90 employees in phase one. And the mayor said in a speech, the workforce will probably double, expanding further out.
Okay.
The Andriani pasta manufacturer, which was announced a few years ago now, I believe.
Okay.
They're nearing completion on their facility and expected to start up this year. He also gave shout outs to some existing businesses like Digital Extremes, the lead of which was recently on the mayor's honor list for this year. But they also just signed a 10-year lease at City Plaza, and that was sort of a good news item for downtown London's sort of business community.
Yeah.
But also Copa Incorporated, which is a family-run gelato business in East London. Apparently, they've more than doubled their workforce and are set to expand even more. So, a few good news items. But he also touched on the progress of organizations like Film London. Of course, he had to shout out his conversation with Arnold Schwarzenegger. But also,
are seeing a lot more, films and TV shows being filmed here, which is kind of cool, or in the area, which is, it's just exciting to think about, right? So people, that always makes the news because it's exciting.
Exactly. And he's talking about how word of mouth is kind of spreading from that. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a big one. Luke Wilson was another one. And he even said how I believe it was two different TV series and four feature films are already on the docket for this year for filming in London. So, some good news.
Okay. Bringing people to the area, spending money, increasing tourism dollars. Let's get into the Trump tariffs. He did talk about this a little bit, because he is focusing on this issue a lot as the chair of the Big City Mayor's Caucus. What did he say about it? Because we don't really know what's happening quite yet.
Again, another thing that lacks details, but hey, it's not his fault this time. but the one big thing on everyone's mind, given this was a convention of over 1,200 business leaders, was, the potential for blanket tariffs against Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Mayor Morgan chairs the Big City Mayor's Caucus, which represents the 23 largest cities in Canada. And he was sort of talking about how they have a decent amount of influence and how they're standing ready to stand in line with the province and the feds in whatever response they can come up with. The mayor was talking about how cities can't really do much beyond that, but they do have the insight into exactly how tariffs will affect their community, and the businesses inside it. He also did talk about how in his position as mayor, and especially on this caucus, how he's also been reaching out to American mayors, particularly in Republican areas, to really hammer home that they need their support. And, he's been hearing that they're typically not on board with these either, because he was emphasizing, these tariffs are going to hit Americans as well,
mm-hmm.
And their pocketbooks. So trying to work together on a united front to really stop this from happening in the first place. So remains to be seen.
I appreciated a lot of his talk about working together with other levels of government on specifically the tariffs, but then how that could lead to other things and kind of that looking forward to some more cohesiveness between different parties and different levels of government. Just kind of quickly touch on what he was hoping with for that and kind of looking to the future with in terms of working together with everybody else.
Absolutely. He had a great deal of admiration for how, a lot of the federal government and the premiers have really come together on this issue with the whole Team Canada approach.
Mm-hmm.
Some holdouts, but mostly a united front here. And despite political parties and the like, you have Doug Ford, the Conservative Premier, you know, standing, you know, in line with Wab Kanu and David Eby, NDP premiers, really, you know, on the same wavelength. And he was saying how cities standing with the province and the feds, you know, similarly, also presents an opportunity. Like he was saying, it was very nice to see to on this particular issue, but it presents an opportunity going forward to really enhance those partnerships to maybe, yeah, further some interests on other issues that, you know, cities need help with.
Bringing it back to London, just quickly before we go, he kind of touched on as well, you know, how London has been on the national stage in terms of some pretty horrific tragedies. I mean, we have had some pretty horrible things happen here in London, tragedies that affect our London family and many other things. But also now that London is on the state on the national stage for things that we're doing and initiatives that we're setting up, particularly the homelessness fund that we have and some work that we're doing around that, and how we're not sitting around and waiting for things to happen. We're innovating and we're coming up with new ideas to try and solve some of these problems that affect all municipalities. What kinds of things was he mentioning that we're leading the way in?
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned a good one off the start, the Fund for Change, that big pot of $37 million. He flat out said during a speech, you know, no other city in Canada can say they've done something like this. And you might remember that he did a bit of a press tour a few months after it was unveiled, speaking to sort of its novelty and how this was going to be a new step towards trying to solve this issue. But he also was talking about housing, how some of the changes London has made, allowing higher heights, multiplexes, things of that nature, has really unlocked a lot of, at the very least, permissions from the city, from council. You know, we're starting to see some of that come online as, you know, the economy picks up again. But he said before how, like, London was a bit of a laggard in housing before. Mm. And colloquially, you know, London sort of has a NIMBY reputation. But
yeah,
he's saying, you know, in this instance, we've been able to really ramp up what we're doing and
change ways that we're doing things and be maybe an example for other cities, right?
Exactly. I mean, he was talking about how other cities are reaching out to him or the city broadly about maybe picking up some tips on certain things and certain techniques the city is using. And
Okay. Well, there was a lot to cover today. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of that in your story as well at lfpress.com. Generally a kind of an optimistic tone, but about issues that aren't so optimistic themselves. Anyways, thank you, Jack, for joining us today. We'll check out your stories on this and everything else at City Hall at lfpress.com.
Thank you, Rachel.